Irish practitioner Gerald O'Connor returned to Dublin on the 16th of March. He was arrested, detained overnight, and then deported for holding up a Falun Dafa banner on Tiananmen Square.
They brought me into an underground police cell, and I dread to think what's happened in that police cell. I went in, there's bloodstains on the walls, bloodstains on the sheets, the whole place stinked of bleach, as if just trying to hide something. The smell was terrible, it's really strong bleach, and they put me in this cell.
Safely back with his wife, the 24-year-old was severely beaten by Beijing policemen.
Well, they beat me three times, pulling my hair, punching me, kicking me, kicking me when I'm on the ground, elbowing me in the back, punching me in the back, using the walkie-talkie, smashing me in the back, twisting my fingers, kneeing me in the stomach, anything they could think of. It was really strange. You'd see their face change. They're so deceptive. They talk to you like, oh, we're friends, blah, blah, blah. And then you say, Falun Dafa, how? And they come down on you like a ton of bricks. I really fear for the Chinese practitioners, because I knew, as a Western practitioner, maybe I was getting, an easy deal, but it was still horrible.